Hey there, my friend Jonathan Doyle with you once again. If you are just tuning in, this is the end of the daily podcast Joseph Campbell Week. I said it's kind of like the old Discovery Channel Shark Week. This week I've been focusing on some just fascinating insights from the mythologist, philosopher and thinker Joseph Campbell. And for regular listeners, it's been a really different week. It's not my usual purely personal development content. We've gone a bit deeper this week. So if you're just catching this episode, you may want to go back and listen to the, I think we started around March 4. So there's a bunch of good stuff there. But welcome aboard. Anyway, whatever happens, you're here now. So let's get you some value. Before we kick in, please make sure you've subscribed. It is a huge help if you could do that. And there'll be links here. There'll be links to the website, to my Instagram, J Doyle Speaks. If you're on Instagram, come and send me a DM at J Doyle Speaks. Give me a follow and reach out and say hi. And if there's any content or topics you'd like me to cover, you can reach me on Instagram or you can reach me through the website, jonathandoyle.co. And you can find out about the work I do there, speaking around the world, seminars, corporate consultancy work, and a whole bunch of other things that I do. So let's finish off this week with a really good quote from Joseph Campbell, and he says this: the way to find out about your happiness is to keep your mind on those moments when you feel most happy. When you really are happy, not excited, not just thrilled, but deeply happy. This requires a little bit of self-analysis. What is it that makes you happy? Stay with it, no matter what people tell you. This is what I call following your bliss. Now, some of you, if you weren't listening early in the week, would know there's a bit of history to that follow your bliss thing because it got hijacked in the 1960s around the idea that if it feels good, do it. Whatever you feel is pleasurable, go do that. There is a huge backstory here, especially through classical Greek philosophy, about the difference between happiness and pleasure. Pleasure is contingent upon a particular experience. Happiness is a state of being. It's a state of being. You know, for Aristotle and for the Aristotelian school of thought, kind of the purpose of human existence was happiness, but not happiness in the sense that we construe it these days. I'll explain this really quickly, but for most people now, when you hear the word happiness, you're thinking about a feeling state. Happiness kind of like an emotion. And that's actually very, very new. That only really began to appear around about the time of the French Revolution. So before that, all the way back into antiquity, the concept of happiness actually meant virtue. So to be happy was to be virtuous, to be a person who had, in the classical sense of virtue, an habitual disposition, a habit, habitual disposition to do the good. So that happiness had a strong link to operating in a moral sense, in the sense that we would do with our language, our bodies, our relationships, we would do the right thing. And that would lead to a state of happiness because it was congruent with the nature of our being. So let's unpack this Campbell quote here a little bit, because why am I doing this? Firstly, because we're a culture obsessed with happiness, right? Like, you know, Tony Robbins was good on this. He calls it chunking up, which is not chucking up, but chunking up. And it's like a lot of people, you ask them what they want and they'll say something specific, right? So you'll say, well, what do you really want? If you can have anything you want, people say, I want my house paid off. Or, you know, I want to find someone I can marry and have a relationship. And then, you know, you say to people, okay, so let's just say you pay your house off. Then what does that give you? What is it that you get when that happens? So you've paid it off. What do you get? And they're like, well, you know, I would feel peace, or I'd feel relaxed, or I'd feel happy or excited. And you realize that a lot of the things that we say that we want, that we think are crucial to us, are actually ways in which we access particular feeling states, emotions. So we might be always remember that the, you know, how many, it's what they call buyer's remorse, right? How many times have people saved up, bought a brand new car, driven it off the lot, and there's this feeling of happiness, right? Like I'm happy, everything's good, I've got what I wanted, and then a week later, 2 weeks later, your life's back the way it was. Your life's pretty much the same. So most of us, if we're honest, can realize that pursuing these particular, you know, little ticker box things that we do in life bring us fleeting experiences of happiness, but they don't tend to bring us significant lasting senses of happiness. So I like how he says here, keep your mind on those moments when you feel most happy. He goes, this requires self-analysis. What is it that makes you really happy? And got me thinking, right? I'm like, what makes me really happy? Like, what is it that you know? Because my life, probably a lot like yours, is busy. It's complex. It can be stressful. It's, you know, I said in the episode on Monday, we got 3 teenage kids. We got a really complex business. We got a bunch of people work for us. We got, you know, stuff happening all over the world. It is full on. It's very busy. And what is it that makes me happy? And I thought, well, there's 2 things at the moment that bring me joy and happiness. And one is surfing. So when I pull into a good wave, I'm someone who's very in my head. I'm like a real head person. I'm analytical. I'm constantly in my head. But when I'm out there on the board, I'm totally not in my head. I'm forced to be completely in the physical moment, right in the center of being, right connected to life and nature. And this is an important part. Nature has a big part to play for me too. Because I think for me, that's a powerful way in which I sense the presence of God. So when I'm surfing, I feel genuine happiness. And I just feel this. I said to Karen at dinner last night, because I went surfing this morning, I said, you know, there's this feeling that I've been waiting for all week. It's the feeling of when I paddle out and I duck dive the first wave and the water goes over my head for the first time. It's this feeling. And I said, I come up and I'm like, smiling. I'm like almost giggling because I'm just in a place where all of the complexity and demands of my life can't tend to reach me. And I'm really immersed in the presence of beauty and the divine. I'm happy there. And then I had another experience earlier this week. I'm playing a lot of golf at the moment. And yeah, I'm blessed that I'm lucky to be a member at a really beautiful course here where I live. And I was on the 16th hole, and I'm sorry, I just, if you hate golf, but it's just, the story is to help you. I was on the 16th hole, it's a long par 4, and, you know, I hit it pretty well, and I ripped a big drive, and I'm middle of the fairway, and I've got a long 3-wood to the green. And it was just the most perfect afternoon. It was just pine trees and blue sky and solitude and no one's around, and the fact that no one's around means I can make this story up. Nuts, this actually happened. So I put out this 3-wood and I'm like, I really thought through the shot carefully and I really committed to trying to do it well. And I absolutely striped it onto the green and just, I ended up 2-putting but parred the hole. It's a very hard hole to even par. And I'm like, and I said to my kids, you know, the previous hole I didn't play it very well and I was using bad words. I honestly was. There was no one there, but I have to tell you the truth. You and I are friends. I used bad words. And I was literally like frustrated. I'm like, life's terrible. Everything's terrible. And then the next hole on the 16th, when I parred it and played it, I was suddenly happy. I'm going, hang on. And then as I'm talking to you today, I'm thinking, why was that an experience of happiness? And let me join the dots. I was in nature. I had solitude. And I actually, it's going to sound strange, what I did is I played that hole really well. And what that means is that my potential to play it well was actualized, which means I could have played that hole terribly, but through concentration and application and effort, I was able to manifest my capacity for excellence. It might sound like a strange example, but the joy that came, the happiness that came from the result was a result of feeling that I had done something good with what ability I had. And that led to a feeling of happiness. Now, if you extrapolate those from the specific to the general, from the concrete to the abstract, it means that happiness came from being in a particular environment and fulfilling my potential. That's so golf is the concrete example, and the abstract principle that flows from it is solitude, nature, and realizing potential. These are the things that brought about an experience of happiness. So, of course, there are ways that I can identify it. So at dinner last night, Karen and I have this catch-up routine because our lives are busy and we really have to make time, you know, for our relationship, you know, 25 years of marriage. And we have this thing where it's like, what are three wins you're having at the moment? What are three things you're really happy or excited about? And you know, two of mine were golf and surfing. So let's talk about you, right? Like, where are the experiences in your life at the moment where you experience not just temporary excitement or you're thrilled about a short term, but where's the happiness? And you might be in a really tough phase right now and you might be thinking, I don't have any. There's no happiness in my life, Jonathan. It's all terrible. And that's not quite true. There will be something. There will be something. You know, when I've had bad days even recently, you know, and things have been really tough, like I love to read and we have a really beautiful bedroom. The bedroom's always been a very special place. You can't dump stuff in there. It's a very calming place, very beautiful. And at night, we have this fan in the room. It's really just peaceful too. And I go in there to read and I'm like this, no matter how bad the day's been, I feel this kind of relaxation. And then I've always got a great book. I'm actually reading a 900-page biography of the American Civil War general Ulysses S. Grant, which is just fascinating, but that's irrelevant. So no matter if things are tough, there'll be joy somewhere. There'll be joy somewhere. There'll be joy somewhere. So my friend, where's the happiness in your life? And try and pull it apart a little bit and look into the components of it. Look into the components of it. So for me, the golf had certain components that when I pulled them apart and looked at them can point me in other directions. What does that mean? It means both surfing and golf are telling me, Jonathan, your heart, your spirit needs connection with nature. And so many of us these days are living in really busy, crowded, difficult, you know, technological cities with devices all the time. You know, even from the Bible, right? Adam, I think of Adam and Eve, in the Hebrew, Adam, the original Hebrew, Adam is Ha-Adam, which means the man of the earth, the man of the earth. You know, the mythological first parents that we have, the first humans, were people deeply connected to the physical world. And, you know, the Genesis story starts in a garden, right? So I think there's a part of us that needs reconnection to nature, to solitude, to beauty. But you got to find yours, right? So that's the message for today. Even if life's tough for you at the moment, where's the happiness? Analyze it, look for the components, and try and bring more of those components into your life. Okay? Please make sure you're subscribed. Go check out all the links. Instagram, Jay Doyle Speaks. Everything else is on the website at jonathandoyle.co. If you've got a need for training of staff, if you've got conference events, I cover a huge range of topics and can build something specific. I love being on stage and blessing audiences and do a lot of consultancy work now for big corporate too. So if I can be a blessing to you in your professional work or any other area, go check out the website, jonathandoyle.co. God bless you, my friend. It's been a big week here at Cast Joseph Campbell Special Edition Week. Who knows what's going to happen next week? Who knows? Do me one last favor. I want to see this grow. I want to share these ideas with more people. So if you've got family, friends, social media feeds, if you could chuck these links on those feeds and share it with some friends, that is a huge blessing. God bless you, everybody. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Daily Podcast. You and I are going to talk again very soon.